Today on our Tech for Business podcast, we'll explore how development services can streamline your operations, reduce errors, and improve efficiency through automation. Jim, our application development manager, and Cole, our power platform developer, I always joke about how long these titles are joining us. Oh, goodness. We're talking about development services today, which I think is just a very cool but very large topic. So I would love, Jim, if you would start us off with just what is it?
It's a very broad topic because, you know, the first thoughts or, you know, what it was traditionally is that, you know, custom software design, custom software development. And recently we're talking with the team and the team says, well, it's so much more than that, so much more than just application development, because we do custom software development design for, you know, our customers' needs specific to what they're looking for. Maybe it's a line of business, maybe it's their manufacturing area, maybe it's distribution, but they're looking for something to create more of a process, an electronic process and a workflow in order to run that portion of the business. So, you know, there are off-the-shelf packages. So what the custom development, custom software development compared to the off-the-shelf, something that you can purchase that's already been built or designed, the difference is we can design it and build it to their needs, specific to their needs. A lot of times the off-the-shelf software might handle maybe 80, 90% of what they're doing. You can purchase additional modules and do some customization. But when we're talking about custom development, we can do it specifically to what the customer needs. So that's one aspect of it. We might be designing and building maybe a mobile application or a web application or a desktop application. But the other parts of it that do come into play on it also are API integrations. Those are kind of fancy terms for tools or programs that are built into these different softwares, maybe the off-the-shelf packages or even the custom ones that we did, and we can allow them to talk to one another by using those APIs. So what that does is it kind of, me as the developer of us designing and building our software, if we're going to look into an accounting application or an MRP system, ERP system, we would use that API application programming interface to talk to that system so that it keeps us out of their database and making some changes that we should do. We make a request, hey, give me all the customers. And it says, all right, here's all the customers. And then we can integrate that or work with it and use it within our application that we're building. Also, just to kind of go on with other things that I guess I feel that the, you know, development services encompasses is maybe reporting. Maybe you have an application, a CRM or accounting app. We run into this very frequently where it has some reporting, but it isn't, it doesn't handle what they want or the specifics. Or maybe they have multiple systems within their company and they want to consolidate or have reporting with data that comes from each one of those systems. So that's another one. And then with workflows, where if there's an approval process, you know, that, you know, something simple that, you know, an employee requests time off and it goes to the appropriate supervisor and the supervisor either approves or denies. And then, you know, maybe an email or notification goes back to whoever required it or requested it and they get notifications that way. So, development services, application development, it's a broad topic and a broad subject, but we're just trying to bring a little bit more of the understanding of how it works. So,
definitely. That was broad. Yeah. Cole, what would you add to that?
Oh, man. I don't think I could add just about anything to it, but I think I'm just going to. So it's crazy because, you know, when you look at it from the highest possible level about like application development and even just computers, right, we have this tiny bit of metal that we've shot electricity into, and then we've tricked it into thinking, and now it's doing all of these things, and we're having this conversation through the internet. It's just, it's mind-blowing when you really take a step back to think about how big this technology is. And really what application dev is really taking those standard workflows and processes that are existing in a business, and we're trying to make it easier and better. We're trying to take that really smart piece of metal to think about all of these little things that your business wants to think about, but your employees don't need to do, right? It's a waste of effort to have your employees going back and saying, hey, you submitted this form and it's got a date that's in the past, and so we can't use this data anymore. That doesn't make any sense. Why are we having humans do that when the computers can really do that so well and save everyone some hassle and some time? So really, it's all about making things easier for the employees, making things easier and more efficient for the company. So you really want to get into it so that, one, your employees are having a better experience. You're going to have better retention. You're going to have less burnout, right? And then two, you're going to make more money because your business is more efficient. You're spending less wasted time checking dates and more time doing the interesting stuff that your employees are really there to do. Your employees aren't there to check dates all day. They're there to assess whether an opportunity is a good one or a bad one, or whatever they're doing in that process.
That's amazing, because it is such a huge topic. And Cole, you kind of drilled in on what I wanted to talk about next, which was these benefits and the benefits to your employees, the benefits to your business. Jim, what are some other benefits of creating these different workflows and working with the development services?
Well, in large respects, what it does is it takes that human intervention, human actions out of play, which could cause, you know, maybe errors or it's more prone certainly to errors. You gain a lot more efficiencies by having this electronic and having an actual repeatable process that's created by these workflows. And as Cole just mentioned a little bit ago, is that it allows the employees to focus on, you know, maybe what they're good at doing, right? Or building the business or making the business a little bit more unique, to help grow the business with the different customers and that stuff. So as far as the, you know, different benefits that go is that, you know, not having to do redundant data entry or having to run a report out of this system and then having to run a different report out of this system and oh, let me grab those summary of that data and then put it into Excel or something like that. That what we can do is we can have that all bundled together in one location and having them, someone just go ahead into some kind of a reporting portal and run reports with data in different systems. So it, it's definitely the way to go is to have something in place. And with the off-the-shelf applications, a lot of times it just doesn't have what all businesses need to run their uniqueness of that business.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Cole, do you have any other kind of specific benefits that you can think of?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to actually just give like one specific example. I know we don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but like one thing that's really cool that about what Jim just said there, right, is that human error. And, you know, I've seen processes where what it is like you look up this specific data point that you need, and then you copy it from here and you paste it over there, and then you send it through the form, and then someone else takes it and they copy it and they paste it and they copy. And it's just like, it's this massive game of telephone, right? And, you know, usually people are pretty good about it. You know, you can always use your control A to grab everything. But when it's in a Teams chat and it adds the timestamp, or when you just leave off that last digit that you really needed, it's just this really awkward thing. And, you know, to talk about where Jim was talking about API calls earlier, all that is communication between computers. So instead of saying, hey, I want this person to type in this number, and then I want this person to take that number and then type it in over here, What it is it's the center of truth for that data. And so then instead of having those people copy and pasting in and out of there, what they can do is they can say, this is the account I want. Now we know what it is, and we pass the relevant information to the different computer systems that need to touch it to get that information to the computer system that can actually fulfill the thing that we're trying to do. So it just helps with data validation. It helps smooth out a lot of those employee issues where it's like, it's not their fault. It's just, it's a mundane task that's frustrating to do, honestly.
You know, you said something that I want to come back to, which is that human error and that risk. We're talking about all the benefits of development services and all these amazing things it can do for you. But are there some risks that a business would have with these manual services that are manual processes that they're doing?
What I would say in that is, you know, Cole had mentioned, you know, the center of truth. I've always thought of it as the single source of the truth, right? That's extremely important when you come to a relying upon reports. And, you know, the days of, and they're still there, see it all the time, but, you know, everyone has their own spreadsheets in their own area, and where'd the data come from that? Well, I think it comes from the data warehouse, or it comes from this system. Well, the concept of doing analytics and dashboarding and metrics, you know, the whole concept is pulling that data from the different systems into a centralized database, or a data warehouse, I guess, if you will, and then doing the reporting out of that centralized location. So when someone has a question or asks something about, okay, you know, where'd the data come from? You don't have to ask that question anymore. So the risk that you run is having, you know, a lot of different systems, manual processes. You have human error that always can come into play, can cause data loss, inconsistencies, duplications, inaccuracies. So a lot of that stuff comes into play when you have, you know, maybe not a process built around an actual system that is running everything. Also, manual processes, they're more difficult to scale and to optimize, you know, whereas within the application itself, you might be able to write some code or write a module or a piece or a process or a workflow that actually takes care of some of those risks that you might run into. Also, you might have, you're always vulnerable to maybe some more security breaches, fraud, compliance violations. Yeah. So some of those, by having an actual application that controls and handles those things, so it's not a manual human interaction with that, takes that out of play.
Yeah, absolutely. I really just want to touch on the piece that Jim ended with there, where it's like that compliance stuff, right? If you have a giant file cabinet full of your last 7 years of the documents, like what happens if there's a fire or something right now? Like, and I'm sure that like there's ways that compliance deals with that. I'm not a compliance expert, but imagine instead that data lives on the cloud and you still have everything that you need because you're not holding it under your mattress, so to speak, in this really kind of archaic way of holding on to this stuff. The other thing that I saw for potential risks of the current processes. So in the past, people had these processes that were really manual, and like they had to be, right? We didn't have computers. Mm-hmm. Or even when we started getting computers and we started getting like printing and stuff, right? You're holding these paper documents and you're putting them in their specific places that they need to go, or any process really before the advent of the computer. It was that way. And so now we've done it that way for forever. And a lot of people think, well, we've done it that way forever. We can't do anything different here now, right? But the thing is like, you used to be able to get away with people having very different processes. Like you go to any fast food place, they'll say, oh, well, we do it this way. And someone being trained in is like, well, the manual says it's supposed to be this way. And they're like, no, that way is stupid. So we're not going to do it that way. I've been at a dozen of those jobs myself. Like it's, you don't follow the process unless like you buy into it. But And that's a problem, right? So what the computer systems do is it allows us to craft these processes in such a way that people can't really bypass it for a way that's easier or better for them. And we can actually gather that data and improve on it further. We can tell someone spent this much time on this page, or people didn't notice where this button was. So we're like missing 8 seconds there where someone's just like, what is going on? And I'm confused. And we're, again, by increasing that employee retention, by instead of having all of their experiences being this thing where it's like, well, when do I follow what the manual says? And when do I do what Jeff, who taught me how to do the job, said to do? It's like, it doesn't, you don't make those choices because they really never should have been choices. It's, here's what the process is. We're going to make it incredibly clear to you so that you can be successful in what you're trying to do and accomplish.
And to steal your tagline, then, you know, you can have it your way, right? So,
love it.
I love that. That's
no,
great.
It's, yeah, the you know, one thing that I didn't mention earlier, also, I think that potentially can be a great benefit is that along with a lot of these, you know, cloud-based applications, off-the-shelf, call them whatever you want, the I guess the non-custom type applications, is that they typically come with, you know, obviously a big upfront fee, and then they usually have some kind of monthly reoccurring fees, you know, per user licenses and upgrade licenses. So with the custom software development or applications or services, you can avoid a lot of those. You know, they don't typically have to have all of the user fees and so forth, the reoccurring ones. So just want to keep that in mind, that that typically could be a big benefit also.
So one thing to piggyback off what Jimmy was saying right there is that the custom dev gives you exactly what you need and nothing more. So you're not paying for things that is a bunch more, right? Like if you look at any when you're buying a watch or a phone, right? Some of them are waterproof, and that's really cool. But if you live in Arizona and don't travel, why do you need a waterproof phone? Why do you need to spend extra money to get that feature, right? And it's the same with all these applications. They have this out-of-box stuff that's really incredible and really powerful, but you're going to be spending 40% more than you needed to on having like this bit of reporting or this column or these 30 workflows that your company just doesn't have any use for. And so by going that custom dev route, you can really make sure that you're capturing what do you need and then building that solution to exactly what that looks like for you.
And that might make what your business, you know, how it is unique from other businesses is something that you have to have your own custom module or custom software solutions is something that you provide as a service or as a need to the users of the applications, you know, internally and then for your customers itself. So.
This is such an umbrella, and there's so many different things that you could do. And I know that we do have some tech-heavy people who listen to this, so I'd love in the future to really drill in. But to just wrap up today, if I am a business owner, kind of high level, how do I get started? What are some of the steps I take now that I know the benefits and the risks and I want to move forward? Jim, maybe you can start us off.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously get a hold of us through the sales rep or calling the main office. But, you know, some of the first things that we would obviously do is that we would meet with you to find out what your needs are, what you're looking for in a order for us to kind of bundle together a project or to really dig into what you need is that we'd have a discovery phase where we're going to meet with the subject matter experts, right, in the different areas or in, within that line of business or the different departments, really to find out what the requirements are, what is needed. And we'll gather those requirements and we'll have some back and forth. This is what we heard. Is this what you, you know, you expected? And then we put together a proposal. We'd begin development, have incremental agile type development sessions, report back to you showing that are we on the right path. We do probably some initial testing during that those phases of development. And then we'd have a final review. We would deploy it, do any kind of follow-up within that. So that's kind of in a nutshell a little bit of the process mm-hmm. that we would take on.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is like if you can start being aware, and even better if you can start marking down just what are your current processes, right? A lot of places it's kind of just word of mouth, and you have things that kind of get outdated without people even realizing. And the more data that you guys can bring to the table when you're starting this kind of work is around what is this process right now? What steps happen? This, then this, right? If you know how that process works, it's way easier to kind of pinpoint, oh, wait, why are we doing this step? And it turns like there's a story that I've heard where it's they bought an extra sheets of paper for the first 20 years of the company because they had a really good deal on these extra large sheets, and they wouldn't fit in the printer, but they would just have someone, you know, that would cut them down to size or whatever. And it was such a good deal, it was worth that manual labor to kind of do that. But 20 years later, they don't have that deal anymore, so we're getting this extra large paper, we're cutting it down for no reason, right? So it's, if you can figure out those processes and really lay them down in an easy to digest way, you're going to be able to find those pinpoint things. And that's just really exciting for me as someone who's trying to make your process better. So last thing I would say is if you want to just get kind of started on more of the low code side, make.powerapps.com is free for a developer account. There's dozens of YouTubes out there that just say, hey, do you want an app that takes a picture of things and then tells you what that thing is? Or do you want an app that shows you the feedback of a comment that was made on a Twitter post? Like, there's just so many cool little things. I've got like a dozen little small apps I use just for myself and my personal life because it's fun to play with. So if it's interesting to you, go check it out. Just start doing things with it. That's the only way you're going to learn if you're interested in just kind of exploring that space a little bit more.
Just one last thing too is that the systems that we can design and build, they could be as simple as just a simple workflow that you get an email in and the subject line says purchase order. There's an attachment on it, and we can set up a workflow, one that's integrated. If you have Microsoft 365 tools, there's Power Automate that can, you know, recognize and wake up that an email came in to you know, maybe your accounting department that has an attachment and the subject line said invoice or purchase order or something like that. And then we can grab that information, maybe that the information out of the email, the attachment, and we can automatically insert it into your ERP system, your accounting system, accounts receivable. So they can be something starting out very simple, but become a real time saver and very elaborate, all the way up to a custom application that literally can run your entire business, you know, as far as, let's say maybe you do, manufacturing that you design and build widgets, right? So that we have to kind of quantify and calculate the widgets and here's where the sales are going against them and out to what customer and accounts receivable. So we can build full-blown systems also.
Awesome. I'm hearing lots of options. I'm hearing making it easier for your employees, making your company more efficient, meeting compliance and more secure. It sounds like a very valuable service. So thank you so much, Cole and Jim, for joining us today. And I hope to have you both back to maybe deep dive a little bit in the future.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's great.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this topic, please let us know. Like, subscribe, or reach out to us at info@cit-net.com or head out to our website, cit-net.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.